So last time we saw the Simcha, the Kuzari, now on page 691, Sfiros Omer, Pasuk of Gimel Tetzvav. So here the Chinuch explains what the Inyan of Sfiros Omer is. Mishrosha mitzvah tzara pshat, lifishe kol ikon sheyishol ena la teire. Kol yishol's ikon is the teire. Mipnei ha-teire nivru shamayim v'aretz v'yisrael. Everything was created for teire. K'meshe kosum le-brisium v'layla. Vehi ha ikar vasiba shenigalot to Mitzrayim keshekabla Torah v'sinai v'kaimuha. The going out of Mitzrayim was in order to receive the Torah. I just want to pause a minute and reflect on something. It's something which is, it's one of those messages that's very truncated. When Zionist movement started, there was a movement called Bilu, one of the early movements. It was based on the pasuk Beis Yaakov l'chu v'nelchu. You know, the house of Jacob, let's get going. So someone said, you know, it says that you're not allowed to be mafsik a pasuk in the middle. The pasuk ends ve'or Hashem. Let's go in the light of Hashem. When we speak about freedom, that the mitzvah, the mitzvah Mitzrayim is about chayrus and freedom and freedom and so on, the inyan is freedom is the ability to do what one ought to do without defining what a person is striving for. Freedom is really kind of meaningless. It's like somebody, imagine somebody buys me, you know, one of these super duper tool kits, you know, 935 tools and the best, and I absolutely have no idea how to use it nor any interest in using it. So really, it's nothing. It's worthless. I remember when they had the movements to free Soviet Jewry, let my people go. Now, a lot of people invested tons of time, energy, money to put pressure on the Russian government to let the Jews go, which is definitely was a good thing. I don't, you know, it's not, it wasn't fun being there. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't, you know, I mean, it was bad because everything was bad. But the same organizations and people, the vast majority of them, took no interest in guiding them to Yiddishkeit once they came. So they came to America and they're free. So they're free to intermarry and stop being Jewish. In Russia, they were also free to stop being Jewish. You could just call yourself Russian, that was the end of it. And yes, there was some latent anti-Semitism, but at the end of the day, if you weren't in Judaism, so if the responsibility of our brethren is not only that they not be in Russia, but that they remain our brethren. And we don't understand Yetzias Mitzrayim is the means, it's the start of the journey, not the goal of the journey. The goal of the journey was Har Sinai. Hashem l'Moshe v'zelecha ha'ois k'nech shachticha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, this is the sign that I sent you, v'otzi'aches omi Mitzrayim, because when you leave Mitzrayim, tavnu selekim lahar hazeh. You're going to be over the Hashem. So you'll see that this is a goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when you leave, you're going to come here. It's much more important than the Chesed Avdus. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Kabbalah Torah will be the sign. Let's ponder this a minute. If I tell somebody, you know, if you'll stay in Orlando in the hotel in the holiday in Orlando, you'll be able to go to the amusement park, you'll be able to go to Disneyland. So it's very clear the progression. The hotel is good because it leads to the better, which is Disneyland. Imagine I tell you, you know, if you go to Disneyland, then you'll have the opportunity to stay at the Holiday Inn. So I'm reversing it. It's Ke'ilu, I'm saying that the Holiday Inn at Orlando is Gan Eden Alei Adamos, and Disneyland leads to that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to know, you want to know when you realize that Yetzias Mitzrayim was good, because when you go out, you're going to come to Har Sinai. So obviously, if we're describing the good in Yetzias Mitzrayim by the fact that there'll be at Har Sinai, Har Sinai is greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Umipnei ken, ki ikron kol ikon shei sol ubavur nigalu, va'olu l'chol agdula sholo leho, because this was the tachas of Klai Yisrael, nitztavinu limnois v'machas yontev shol Pesach ad yom nesinus ha-Torah, we're required to count from Pesach to there, leharos b'nafshenu ha-chefetz ha-godol ha-yom ha-nichbo nechso l'beinu, to show how much we want this day, ke'eved yish avtzel, like a slave who wants shade, v'yimne tomid mosa yava eis ha-nichsev elav shatzal ha-cheres, and he'll count. He's counting down the days to when he goes to Cheres. So again, the Torah wanted us to realize this, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is significant because it allows us to count down the days till we reach it. Moshe Ma Davidem El Havdal Havdalas. A person goes to college, so he walked. Let's say it's a college, it's a snobby college, and it's very hard to get in, and he walks in the first day, and he gets in, he walks in, he's very happy, he says, 4 years from today, I will be graduating. The tachlis of getting to college is to graduate and to get whatever degree that you want. So the Torah made it clear that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning. What's great about Yetzias is, because now it's the beginning of the roadway to Matan Torah, which in a sense is more important. That's the goal. V'zesha onamoinim la'ayim mer, k'loy mekachayom avim na'minyin, v'en onamoinim kachayom yeshon la'zman, ki kol zem marbon arotzen chazak yazman, v'alkein l'nirtze l'haske v'tchil z'chazoneinu riba yomim, sheshon agia l'kor v'shel l'chashat tzeret. So the chinuch asks a question, why don't we count down how many days left? 50 days more in Matan Torah, 25 days more in Matan Torah. So the Chinuch says, because when something is far off, it's kind of disheartening. Like, wow, another 50 days. But when you look at what you accomplished, so it's much easier. So I did one already, I did two already, I did three already. It makes it much easier to cope and so on. I want to bring by analogy, one of the most important things in the world of Cheshbon HaNefesh. People who introspect and they're making Cheshbon HaNefesh and so on, the mistake is that in an attempt to set oneself very high goals and so on and so forth, we constantly look and see where we're not holding. Musa seems to be all about sitting down saying, you know absolutely nothing, you do absolutely nothing, 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 we're expecting so much. And the logic, quote unquote, behind it is that if I realize how much more I have left and what, then I'll strive for it, and I'll work hard for it, and so on. Maybe that's some computer logic. It's not human logic. Human logic it's very discouraging. I have so much left to learn, I'm not going to do it. Or I have so many mitzvahs to do, or so many midas to be misaken. It's not good. So it is very important that when a person makes a cheshbon nefesh, he also is real about the things he has accomplished. This I've done, Baruch Hashem, and this I've done, Baruch Hashem, and this I've done, Baruch Hashem. It makes you feel that your time is worth it. If you know deep down that no matter what Cheshbon HaNefesh you'll make every day, it'll always be about, you'll come out with a zero, then what's the point of it? You're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything, and so on. So he says, so that's why when we count the Ayma, we count what we have done. We've 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and so on. So you're going to ask me, Mkein, Achash, Ovid, Rova, Yom, Shashiva, Shua, Seilu, Lomalo, Naski, Miyotem, Shashar. Okay. Now that when I count the most days, why don't I count. Why don't I go back to it? You don't switch like that. It's not, you know, the Torah does gives things that are kind of smooth. Why do you start the day after Pesach and not, why isn't Pesach the first day on the road? We have to give each day due. The first day, we have a lot to talk about the tremendous Nesitzim. We shouldn't be mixing other things. We need to focus on the Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and that's important for us. Why don't we say the second day of Pesach? You don't count starting the second day. So we have a reason why we would start with the second, why we would start with the Omer, because the Omer is an important carbon and so on. Okay, in other Sfarim, we'll see actually the Abarbanel, he speaks about the connection between Omer to Shtei Alechem, that somewhere along the line in the carbon itself, there is a transition that is parallel to the transition that's happening between the two Yom Tovim. Let's see.
I mean, in his the way he's describing it, we have much more halachas and much more celebration than we do in just the initial part of our release, as opposed to why isn't it more of a holiday? Why isn't it more of a celebration when we hit the Disneyland? We hit the
so that will be the Akeda, next Akeda. That's a teaser for the next listen, we next piece is an Abarbanel that speaks about the difference between Omer and Shtei Alechem. Now, Korban Omer is a unique carbon to Pesach, a very unique carbon in general. Shtei Alechem is a unique carbon, it's chametz and so on, and that is for Shavuos. So something in the transition from Pesach to Shavuos is paralleled in transition of Omer to Shtei Alechem. Now, one of the key differences is that Omer is done with barley, and Shtei Alechem is done with wheat. Barley is a much coarser grain than wheat, and as such, people did not particularly enjoy eating it, even though we put it in our cholent every week, but as a flour, it was not as good as wheat. Wheat was much more refined, so barley was kept for the animals to eat, and the wheat was kept for humans. Today, probably they would have animal rights, people would be very upset with it, but I can find they gave soda. So explains. Well, the fish is Israel betzaysim Mitzrayim, or you get behemoths with Torah v'das, because when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were like behemoths. They didn't have Torah and v'das, kmo zachati. Siva yisal shakivos oimasayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah they should bring oimasayim. Or v'chag ha-shvu shakivos ha-toyer v'nasu ba'leseichol mevini mada. Siva shakivu mincha chadosha. V'yishu v'yishu ruach chadosha. I want to add another nuance to this parallel. What's the difference? The difference expressed by, because this is Michael Behem, this is Michael Adam. Why is this Michael Behem and this is Michael Adam? I guess Behem is you feed the cheapest you can, but it's a lot more than that. In terms of bulk, in terms of food that the body needs, Seorim and Chitim are similar. And that's not the distinction. It's not one is healthy or better to you, especially. They're both grains and so on. But in terms of taste and refined, wheat is much tastier, more refined. Barley tends to be sort of bulkish, and wheat tends to have in itself the finer taste and so on. A behema is something that is very chumri, very material, and therefore its food is just bulk. The Gemara says that if a behema eats stuff that's in a way that he's not a mazik, but he eats stuff. That, and so you have to pay because you saved yourself a meal, but the value of the meal is demes or mezol. It's cheap barley because the taste is not something that adds to the animal or whatever. It's just getting enough bulk inside. So that's a behemoth. Adam, because he has das, has a sense of fine taste. It says the same idea that when you're waiting for something, you count down towards it. And that's why we count. But the difference is one is Michael Behema, one is Michael Adam. The difference between Das, between Adam Behema is in Das specifically. Okay, next is an Akedah. This will go back to a question about Shavuos. Now, Shavuos is a very, very strange yontif. Because we would expect the Torah would make like a big splash about Shavuos. It's the Torah's yontif. So the Torah would like make Shavuos, this is the day we got the Torah, and so on and so forth. And yet, nothing like it. We have no mention of the yontif of Shavuos as having anything to do with Matan Torah and the Torah. So what is it? V'hine. Yishkam she'el chazaka v'hi. Why didn't the Torah say that Shavuos is a zecha for Matan Torah? Why does the Torah not mention that this is the day of Matan Torah? Why he says we have the minhagim in terms of davening and in terms of laning the Torah, we definitely make it clear that this is Matan Torah, and yet the Torah doesn't talk about it. Why not? So okay, there's two reasons. Ha'echad. So he says like this. You have the first thing is the Torah, it has a certain emes that's in a very essential way emes, meaning in its internal logic is built up in a very emistic way. So just like many Rishonim say, you can't have a mitzvah and emunah, because it's meaningless. If I don't believe, showing me all the Rambams in the world with the Shacharuch, with the Chaznish, with the Goyin, it's not going to make you believe. You can't tell me you must believe. And if I do believe, I believe. So many Rishonim do not count it in Mina Mitzvahs because it's logically irrelevant. And those that do go out on a limb to explain what the mitzvah is exactly and so on. Shavuos also, the Torah can't be telling you about Matan Torah. In other words, if I believe in the Torah and I accepted the Torah, so now the Torah can say, remember Pesach, remember Sukkot, do this or that. But the Torah can't tell you, I want to introduce myself that I was given above Sivan, and that's why I'm true, and so on and so forth. In Manavsha. So he says, V'kein, Eich titzav ha-Torah she'nogim kavos ha-scholos v'yusa, im einu lechem ha-shom v'koyla, im lo v'yilse v'kulat, say, ha-mas-chila. We must start with the idea, before we pick up the Torah, somebody had to have told us and convinced us that Torah is true and was given to us, and so on and so forth. So there's no point in making a yontif confirming that Torah is true, because to make that yontif, you need the Torah to tell you. So there's some sort. So if I accept Matan Torah as being true, the Torah says to do Pesach, the Torah says to do Sukkot, and so on and so forth. That's one. So the Torah could only tell us about other aspects, Bikurim, and so on. By Sheni, the fish is Zikarim Torah Kabbalasa Ena Lizman Miyuchot Shamanin Zikarim Rak Mitzosim Chol Yom Chol Shad Dichsil Yomer Sefer Torah Zayim Picha Vegizayim Laila. The mitzvahs that are time bound are time bound. It means the time of the year. The reason why we celebrate Pesach one day, theoretically, we celebrate Pesach every day because you say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been goyelus on our Arisenu, you know, we would be in Mitzrayim. We could celebrate every day. The Teretz is the Torah came along and specified that Zman Chereseinu is a specific time. Zman Chereseinu is specific times. So all of these are very, very specific in Yanim and only at that time. Masha'ein came when you have a Torah is not meant to be time-bound. So if we were to take Matan Torah and make a Yantiv on a specific day, we would have a problem with that. That would be ki'ilu limiting Torah to a certain specific moment, which is not true. We need to look at it every day, not as a continuation of something, but with chiddush. So the Akedah says, if you want to know when the Torah was given, look in Shmois. If you believe in Torah, then looking at Shmois will tell you exactly when it was given. There's no secret. But if you're talking about Yantiv, you're talking about limiting the ruchniyistik hashpah or hemshich to that specific day. It means that day specifically is the day of Torah, and it might spread out to other days, just like Simcha goes from Sukkot to other days. But there's a big gap. In other words, Zman Simcha Seinu is Sukkot. Every other day draws on that Simcha, but it pales in comparison. Torah is not meant to be time bound. It's not meant to be shayach to any one particular day. It's shayach to everything. We can add one nekuda of further hesbe for it. The others we have Avram keneged Chesed, Yitzchak keneged Din or Avoda or Kvura, however you want to call it, and Yaakov bin keneged Torah. The difference between what we call Midos versus Torah is as follows. Midos come in different varieties, and we need to know how and when to place each and every midah in its right time and place. That's very important. So limiting a midah, there's a time for simcha, and there's a time when I say the simcha zuma oisa. So there's marim b'simcha, there's mematim b'simcha, and so on. The cheirus and the shibut. The one thing that's not limited is Yaakov Avinu's midah, which is das. In other words, the all-encompassing understanding of which midah is supposed to use when. It's like in a computer. You have a lot of programs that run for specific purposes and specific times of using, and then it goes off. There's a core program called the operating system, which needs to be there all the time, because that directs all the other programs what they should do, when they should do, how they should do. So Torah's, the role of Torah vis everything else, Torah is the core of Seichel Das, which maps out the time frame and the place for each and every one of them. That cannot be limited, because that would be a steer of Etzem. Okay, we'll hold it here.